They range from deliciously crisp and dry to sweet and bright, but they're not always on top of the mind when it comes to wines.
We're talking German Rieslings. Joining us live, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner, Scott Greenberg, in our Wine of the Week. Hello, Scott.
Yeah, hello, Hillary. Hello, Sean.
Why do German wines go unnoticed?
You know, and fortunately for me, a lot of them do, because then there's just more for me. But they go unnoticed a lot of times because they have these really gothic-looking scripty labels. People don't understand a lot of the German wines. They get intimidated by them. And they take a look at these long, slender bottles on the retailer shelves. They just kind of languish away there. Then they have to come in with the next vintage. And then, lo and behold, they get marked down, and there's more for me.
Oh, well, there you go. Since you've obviously spent a lot of time tasting these Rieslings, so what's the best value?
Best value right now in my – I really like the 2010 St. Urbanshof Riesling. Now, this is a state bottle that's from the Mosel region of Germany, which is, by the way, where all these Rieslings are going to be coming from tonight. It's loaded with notes of bright Gala apple and these ripe peach fruit. And then it gets dotted with notes of baking spice on a broad, slaty palate. And the wine is crisp and well-delineated from start to finish. And then just a little bit more steely slatiness on the undertone. $16, a wonderful value.
Something perhaps a little lighter even?
A little lighter. The term Kabinett in German actually means cabinet. But even though the grapes are taken from fully ripened main harvest, they have a tendency, the Kabinetts, when you see that on the label, have a tendency to be lighter in style. 2009 Marger Enthenhof Kabinett, again from Mosel, lighter side of most Kabinetts, just slightly sweet, i.e. Lieblich is what they call it. It features an aromatic honey nose, concentrated flavors of white fig, ripe peach, nectarine, and I like the apricot pop at the end. But then it's got the wonderfully tangy citrus notes on the end. Keep it fresh and light and wonderful, $18.
All right, Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. If you want to know what wine to drink with your next meal, check out all of Scott's recommendations on WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.